This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's John F. Kennedy. Oh, no, it's Robert Dickey III. It's Adrian Chenault, and this is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And what a day it is. How are you doing, Adrian?
I am great. I'm super excited for this conversation. This is one of my favorite people.
He really is, because he's a leader. He's a solid human being like your father-in-law and your brothers-in-law, not so much like your dad. He is as Christian and a lover of Jesus. He's a big guy in YPO, which is Young Presidents Organization. It's a fast runner, fastest runner, almost as fast as his brother-in-law, Kevin Thompson. It is a crazy, crazy. I'm a huge fan of him, aren't I?
How much did Kevin pay you to say that?
No, question. It's a fact. Oh, I love Bob Dickey.
I do too. He's the man.
Man, I need to come back here more often. You guys,
yes, you do.
Good this afternoon. Good grief.
Bob Dickey, I have been chasing you around, trying to get companies to hire you, trying to get people to hire you, trying to get people to recognize the greatness of you since the day that I met you in Michigan, I think we were in Michigan or Wisconsin, with David Rutz.
Yeah, it was Michigan.
And
right
you
outside
gave a
Detroit.
Speech that day that brought me to my knees. I hadn't heard it anything like it until I got to St. Louis, Missouri, and heard a better one from the same guy.
Yeah.
And loves this profession, loves elevating this profession. Just an amazing human being. We've got to get you on the board of the ANMP, and just an all-around great human being. Take it away.
Yeah, Bob, we love you. I don't even think you mentioned this. Bob's the CEO of a network marketing company, Bonvera, that is, you know, a company that is doing something I really admire, which is that they are really, really, like, to their bones, to their core, all about taking care of the distributor and making sure that the people in the field truly know that this is a legacy asset that they're creating. And that's a beautiful thing. And you have deep roots in this profession, in the importance of setting it up that way. And so that's something I love about what you are up to, Bob. And, you know, especially in times like where we're going into right now, where a lot of economic uncertainty is getting introduced, not just for the network marketing profession, and actually maybe even least of all for the network marketing profession in some ways, there's just a lot of noise. There's a lot of tumultuous stuff going on out there. There's a lot of very big public layoffs going on. And people need to know whether they, you know, what they have is something that they truly own, or if they're just, you know, at the whim of some other company and some other outside forces. How important is it, you know, how important is it to have something that you truly own in crazy times like these?
Well, I think it's extremely important, and I'd be remiss if I didn't go back just briefly to say thank you, Tom. You have been a huge supporter, not only a friend, but almost a little bit like you said, a fan over the years. I also call you a coach and a mentor. You have sent me so many deals and opportunities over the years, but I've always been, you know, associated and working with a company that I was deeply passionate about, and it was never the right time for me to take the leap and do something different. I find myself in, you know, that particular situation right now. A fantastic company that I have the pleasure of being the CEO and playing my role, my part, as I share with everybody in the organization, that no one person is more important than the other. We're all peers. We're all equal. We all have a very important job to do. And Adrian, to your point, I think right now the economy, it was tough over the last number of years because the interest rates being so low, that the market was full of liquidity. You know, people, you could throw a stone and make money, right? I mean, people were making money in crypto and real estate. I mean, it was easy to make money the last decade because of how the system was set up. And now that we have, it's a tightening, right? I mean, we're going to go through a really strong tightening. We went through, you know, whether it's COVID, then we came out of COVID, we hit all this inflation. And this is, you know, experts are talking about, this is not going to be a recession of one or two quarters, but many quarters, right? It's going to be many quarters that we have to deal with this. And so to your point, Adrian, you teed up a very important question. How important is it for someone to have we'll call it a side hustle, or be a part of the gig economy, but have something that they own. And that's something I'm really passionate about and what we're doing with Bonvera. We specifically set this company up to put the power in the hands of the people. And it's very, very different. I've sat down. I've asked my brother-in-law, Kevin, to take a look. He goes, Bob, there's literally nobody out there that's doing what you guys at Bonvera are doing. I've sat down with other CEOs, and they've, to get to understand a little bit about what we're doing at Bonvera. I'm like, man, I cannot believe you put so much power in the hands of the people. And so I'm not disparaging anybody else, but I'm just saying we truly want our entrepreneurs to have a say-so in the company. And bottom line up front, the way that is we've got a field board. It's our ICAA, and it's our Independent Community Advisory Association. And they've got a 9-member board and the company. So think about this. We at the company, this is how much power we have put in the hands of the people. I mean, America, I'm a proud patriot, but we believe that our country was, for the people, by the people, and that we have a voice. A lot of times in this industry, members of the community think they have a voice, but they really don't. We have a contract with our people that states the company cannot change rules of conduct, policies and procedures, or the compensation plan without the field, without the people getting a voice and speaking into it. So if I come up with some crazy harebrained idea and just say, and we've seen it, Tom, you're shaking your head, in the dead of the night, there's been so many times where companies in the dead of the night, like, you know what? We're going to change this. We're going to change that. And it's good for a handful of people. It's good for the private equity companies that have invested in those businesses. It's good for the CEO or the owners of that business. But we've seen families get hurt. We've seen families get devastated. We've seen people who have built businesses for 20 plus years where it just got ripped out of their hands. And we said, here's what we're doing. Power in the hands of the people. And so that's literally the foundational principle for Bonvera. And we could go into all sorts of other things, but I'm really passionate about it. I'm passionate about the leaders who serve on that ICAA board of ours. I work with them day in, day out. I've had multiple meetings with them today, but it really creates an environment where you have to lead with influence, not by a fiat, not by dictator type of control. It's important. We can go into the economy, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, let's zoom out for a second because, I think that's such a well-made point. And even, setting aside any one company, setting aside any one set of bylaws or any of these sort of things, right? At the end of the day, what are we looking for, right? We've come up in this, we've had this generational shift where for a long time it was join one company, have a pension, keep your head down, do the right thing. They're going to take care of you. You're going to take care of them. It's all going to work out. And that trust has been broken time and time and time and time and time again. And this whole rise of this gig economy, which you have spent a huge amount of your career, not even just in the network marketing profession, before that and in other ventures and other things that you have done talking about, that the rise of this whole gig economy and people cobbling together, it's, the people have found a way to say, well, if I can't trust the institution to take care of me, then I have to put that on myself. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes this new world of, okay, well, if it's the brave new world, if I have to look after myself, where can I place my trust? And how can I create independence and security for my family by having multiple streams of income, by having something on the side of my 9-to-5 job, whatever it is? And there's a lot of interesting things that are happening in that world. There's a lot of innovation, and you've talked a lot about that, right, Bob? That there's some, there's some really fascinating things that we have seen emerge, not even just in network marketing over the last 5-10 years, where people are really taking their destiny into their own hands, right?
Truly. And I think the American people are waking up. And like you said, there was this unwritten rule or contract with the American working class where if you went into General Motors, that's where most of my family were working over, previous generations coming out of, Flint, Michigan to Detroit, Michigan. But you could graduate from high school, go into a GM job or Ford job, have a nice middle class lifestyle and retire with a nice pension. And what we've seen is that fundamentally that rule has changed. And I think the American public is waking up and realizing that whether they know it or not, you could be working for, a Fortune 500 company. Guess what? You're still in the gig economy because as soon as, a quarter miss profit margins or they miss their, earnings for a particular quarter, they are going to tighten their belt. And the best and quickest way they can do that is letting staff go. We're watching it right now. Tech companies that have huge war chests, tech companies that have massive, massive savings in the bank. There, I mean, we've got Google, Amazon, Facebook. They're all letting people go this week. I mean, was it? I think it was announced this morning. I was driving to work, and Amazon's talking about laying off 10,000 workers.
Yep.
Facebook did 11,000 the other day. So, yeah, you have to take control of your life. You have to take control of your destiny. And the best insurance. People spend so much money on car insurance and life insurance and home insurance. But having a side gig, having a side business, something that's bringing in other types of income outside of your traditional 9-to-5 job is, I think, the best insurance that an American family can have today.
I totally agree. And it's about putting your destiny in your own hands. It's about having that ability to know that come what may with that corporate job, which, you know, is great when it's working. And, it's not to disparage that thing, mm-hmm. but to your point. And it is, it's really been striking, right? Watching companies that are growing, over 100% year over year, they have big war chests and they got out and, you know, they just felt like they got out in front of their skis. And suddenly even these companies are pulling back and they're laying off people, even though they're growing really rapidly because they feel like they're seeing something scary happening out there in the world. And so even companies that are ostensibly really, really successful, you're seeing these layoffs happen. And on one hand, as a CEO and company owner myself, I get it. And on the other hand, I think what we're seeing is this reality that it's either a broken contract or just a different contract altogether between the employer and the worker than what we have seen for many years before. And it means that employee must beware that it is not all good and it's not all safe just because you think you're working for a company that seems to be having success. There's just less security than there ever was before. And so that is both a scary thing, and we're not here to scare you. We're not here to fearmonger or to, you know, have sort of conspiracy theories about what's going to happen or where the world's going, because if we do that, we'd be running a hedge fund, not a podcast. So we're not doing that.
Even the hedge funds don't know.
Yeah, no, heck no. So what we are going to talk about is how not only is this a scary time, it's actually a time where there's a lot of opportunity. And so we are going to take a break here in just a minute. And on the other side of that break, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what is it that we can be doing and what is it that you can be doing as the listener to be taking your destiny into your own hands and to create a different future for yourself and to hedge yourself against whatever might be coming down the pipe. So we are on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault, who's going to talk much more on the other side of this break, I promise. We are with Robert Dickey III, who is a brilliant thinker and leader and just a great all-around guy. And we will be back right after this on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and the great Robert Dickey III, or as I call him, Little Bob.
Little Bob. Bob spelled backwards.
RD3. How tall are you?
6'2".
Yeah, I was shocked at how tall you are. When I got to speak with him, and we about had a heart attack. Adrian and I went out to talk contact mapping at his company, and we got out there, and we thought we were like a BB on a four-lane highway, and we walked in, and we were what do you call them?
The keynotes.
And it was so fun because we were just scared to death. We didn't know what we were going to talk about. And we had the best weekend ever with his crew because they're all like Bob Dickey. They are all so fervent about the United States of America. They're fervent about protecting their company by having these rules inside of it that nobody can rip it asunder, owners or distributors. It is the greatest breath of fresh air. I don't usually talk about company names on this show, but I am going to tell you the network marketing profession needs to model their policies and procedures after what Bonvera is doing. It is that powerful, that strong, because you are in a business. And I've been building my business for a very, very long time. And to have it at the whim of somebody else and have no power to fight for what I built is a very, very daunting feeling. And what Bob has done is made that not possible. I mean, they can't do it to you. There's a guy over there named Bill Newton who is one of the strongest personalities. And I've been around some personalities in my life. This guy will tell you the truth at a level you don't even think you want to hear it. Would you agree?
He cares a lot
about the profession and his company and the philosophy of we are free in network marketing. It's the last great bastion of free enterprise, and he believes it in his core, and he's going to take that belief to the world.
Yep, that's right.
So what many people don't know about Bill Newton, let me sing his praises. He was very instrumental in what we've put together here at Bonvera, along with a lot of other people. But to your point, Tom, he had a business. I won't mention company names, but he had a business with a prominent company that he had spent over 20 years with. It was valued at over $20 million, and this would have been maybe 10 years ago, and literally in the dead of the night, they canceled him. took his entire business and kicked him out and said, thank you very much. So Bill is passionate because he's seen how this has happened. And these were his friends. These were people he spent 20 plus years with, and he found out he owned nothing. And so that when you talk to him and you hear the passion in his voice, he wants to make sure that that does not happen to anybody else. So I'll leave it there. But he speaks from experience.
Good on him. Good on him. And he's protecting everybody. And as I spoke a minute ago about the ANMP, and those of you that aren't a member of ANMP.com, go there. ANMP.com. It costs like $100 a year to join. And it's set up to do the very thing that Bill Newton and Bob Dickey stand for, and that is protecting the distributor side of this great profession, because the companies have so much money, they got firepower. And it's got to be an equal playing field for both. And not having the companies getting tattooed or the distributors, and you guys have done that, Bob, and I love you and thank you.
Well, we're doing our best. We're trying to learn from experience. We've got a lot of great and smart people here and learning from past experiences and trying to put it together here. So I appreciate the kind words.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on in the profession right now. We got 2 minutes left, so I don't want to switch us to a totally different gear.
Talk about in 2 minutes?
Keep talking.
Okay, good. No, the profession, we've got 2 minutes till the next break, but then we've got a huge break on the other side of that. We are in a very, very unbelievable time because we're getting assaulted from so many different directions with, obviously, people that don't like network marketing. You've got the anti-MLM, hashtag anti-MLM people out there really, really gathering some support. There's other people out there that, you know, they come with information where they don't like certain companies. Mm-hmm. And I have great respect for them because they're trying to keep this profession cleaned up. But there's a lot of forces out there that are against us. And as network marketers, we need to protect this because it is the last place for somebody to be able to take their destiny into their own hands without going into monster debt. $500 with a money back guarantee is usually the number, and people can get in this business. Don't you agree, Bob? It's freedom.
It really is. It's a bastion of freedom, and I do believe that we are going to see a resurgence. I could talk a little bit about that and why down the line. The other thing that I think is really important, we have, and it's really disappointing, because this industry was the forebear of the gig economy and the freelancer revolution, and companies and leaders did not do enough to disrupt itself and to try to adapt to a new economy, and other people came in and took the top spot. And for us to be able to win in this new economy, we have to reimagine ourselves. We have to reinvent ourselves and do things differently.
That's such a huge point. So let's. I want to pick that conversation up here on the other side of the break. We're going to take another quick break here. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. We're talking to Bob Dickey, who is talking about You just saw her a second ago. Gracie Duar.
I know.
Gracie Duar is going to be with us next week, who has an amazing new book out here. We're coming back right on the other side of the break on the Legacy Leadership Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or help. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News.
Officials in western New York are telling residents to stay home as the region digs out from several feet of snow that has fell since Friday. 77 inches has fell on Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills would normally play. Their game with Cleveland will now be staged in Detroit tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago as left-wing and corrupt. Trump made the comments from his Florida estate. Jack Smith is a veteran prosecutor who has been chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investigators of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Bob Dickey. It's Adrian Chenault. And it's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with a guy I love. And those of you that don't know him, you need to. And his brother-in-law is Kevin Thompson, the unbelievable
attorney
warrior.
To the stars.
Huh?
Attorney to the stars.
Well, he's just a great guy. And I'm telling you, it runs in the family. When I was up there at that meeting in Michigan, I also got to meet Bob Dickey's dad. And that was a special, special moment, too. And just a family. I mean, it's really, really cool.
It is really cool. It is cool. So we were talking before the break about this gig economy, this freelance revolution, and the fact that the network marketing profession really was the pioneer behind that. And, you know, the truth is, in some ways, failed to change with the times as the times has changed. And the likes of Amazon and Shopify and Uber and Lyft and all sorts of other things have come along and captured a lot of attention. And so that has created some challenges maybe for the network marketing profession in competing inside of that gig economy. But it we may have lost a battle, but it sounds like you don't think we've won the war. Is that right?
That's correct. I think that we've lost a battle, but the war is still being fought, and I believe it can be won. it requires us to rethink everything. It requires us to take a look, and we want to hold on to the principles of the past, the things that have, you know, worked principally, but we have to understand that we're in a new day. I've had conversations with guys, and they're like so desperately trying to recreate a company from the 1970s. Like, guys, like, what? I mean, you know how fast our world is changing? And it makes me, it frustrates me to see talented people in this space. And here's what I see it happen so often. Somebody will leave a company and they'll go over to some other company and be like, and they'll start talking about the comp plan, and they'll change one or two things in the comp plan, and they'll have some, you know, world famous juice or something. They virtually change nothing. They're trying to shift from one company to another company with the most minuscule changes, and they're hoping for this stratospheric growth. The only people who end up winning in a situation like that are a handful of leaders or a private equity firm that put the deal together, and everybody else loses. That has got to end. And so, you know, at Bonvera, we're not trying to do any of those types of things. You know, we're not trying to, like, find the next, you know, high-priced commodity product that we can push to an unsuspecting populace. We're looking for great products and services that we can get behind. We're trying to help American families win day one. We're giving them protection day one. But this, it's easy. People can do this if you really want to, right? But there's so many people who are attracted to that quick, glittery, I can make a couple extra bucks, or I'm going to try to do. And you see it, Tom, you've been in this industry for so long. It's these stratospheric rises, and then the whole thing comes toppling down like a deck of cards. So if people just take a breath and be like, you know what, I'm going for the long-term play, not the short-term gain, but the long-term plan. We're going to do things the right way. We're going to build organically. We're not going to try to raid other companies and try to, you know, Shanghai other people. But just go out there and just, you know where your core competencies are, and build a great company. Take the time to build a great company. We can change one company at a time, serving the American people, putting a great opportunity in front of folks, and it can be done.
And having great, you know, Armand Piot from Vita Divina, he told me that he wants to rent a stadium and have all you company owners out there in the middle of the field holding hands, locking arms, and educating the whole profession instead of trying to shoot each other. And that is what Bob stands for. And going back to Bill Newton, you know, he taught his son, Cody, how to do this business the right way. And Cody's now in this business for his life. And he's got his son, Cater, doing exactly the same thing. Because this is a generational business. This is a generational situation right here. He's got three kids. One of those three kids is going to drink the Kool-Aid and be the richest one of the three kids. And that's what I want, is that to happen. And please, everybody, Bob hit the nail on the head. It takes a long time. It's hard. Most people don't make it. But it's worth it. And the name of the game is everybody's got a shot. There's no tenure. There's no anything. It's a level playing field, and I love that about this business, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And not only that, you know, you look at so many of the other things out there, so much of the dynamic is one of two things. It's either trading time for money, right? I can get in my car, and I can essentially punch a clock inside my car, and there's a time and a place for that, but nobody's going to get rich driving Uber. Nobody's going to get rich doing DoorDash. That's not what it's for. It's for earning a few extra dollars.
Right.
Or there's all these dynamics of whether it's a YouTuber or a Shopify store or whatever. You know, there's a lot of people that are hoping to go viral or get lucky some other way. And there are some spectacular examples of where that works really well. And there's a lot of examples of where that doesn't work and where, you know, that might look like an easier path to victory, but it's a much, much less certain path, and it's a much more remote possibility for you than it might feel like watching all the survivorship bias on the internet. Right. Whereas network marketing, still really hard. Still the odds are stacked against you. Still all the things. But there's a really clear path of if you do these things and if you follow these principles and if you get behind the right leader who's going to show you what to do, there's a clear path to build it. And there is not a ceiling on what you can create if you stay with it and you put in the work. And that's a pretty special combination of attributes that network marketing has to offer that really there's nothing else out there that quite fits that bill. Would you agree, Robert?
I certainly agree with that point, Adrian. You made a brilliant connection speaking specifically of Uber. Now, and one of the things that why Uber won the way it did, and millions of people signed up for that organization, whether they were drivers or they were going to use the ride service. They made it simple to understand, simple to engage. They didn't obfuscate the comp plan and make it so difficult that people didn't know what in the world was going on. They really drilled down to simplicity. And so companies that are operating in this freelancer economy, this gig economy, have to do the exact same thing and make it. I hesitate to say easy. I could talk a little bit about that because I preach it's hard. I don't want anyone signing up for Von Vera who thinks it's easy. I want an entrepreneur who understands building a business. You've got to be willing to chew glass. It is going to be difficult and hard, right? But what we want to do is we want to make it simple to engage, simple to understand, right? And then build that pathway. And we've got pathway, just like many other companies, pathway for great short-term income that American families need right now. There are families losing their jobs. There are families that are going to have a hard time paying the bills coming into the winter with the rising energy costs. You know, January is always a very difficult time for families coming out of Christmas and credit card bills. American families need income in 30, 60, 90 days. You got to be able to deliver that to them. But then once you start, like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, once you start serving and being able to help in that lower echelon of food, shelter, transportation, clothing, as you climb up Maslow's hierarchy of needs, people start dreaming. They start seeing the world a little bit differently. They've got bigger dreams. So you've got to have longer term income, right? So companies need to be able to do both. And I think far too often in this space, it was like, well, if you come in, work really hard for 4 or 5 years, maybe 10 years, you can have this, incredible lifestyle a decade from now. American families don't have a decade. They need something in 90 days, right? So you've got to be able to work on both sides of the ledger.
Yeah, that's super important. And you're right. There's very few people that are able to have that kind of long-term outlook. And it can be challenging, right? Because I think oftentimes what ends up happening is that people get sucked into something that essentially amounts to a get-rich-quick scheme because they're so hungry for that short-term dollar because that's what they need, right? That's the gap that they're trying to fill. And so that's an important point as you think, if you're somebody that is, looking at this profession or that, if you're trying to figure out where to plant a flag, look for a company that has both of those attributes available and also really pay attention to the people behind it. Really pay attention to, do your homework, because the truth is that there's over 10,000 direct selling companies out there in the world today. The average shelf life of a startup, startups are tough in general, and direct selling startups are even tougher, right? And so, you've got to be careful. You've got to choose where you place your energy wisely, because you want to make sure that if you're building something that you hope is going to create wealth for the long term, that it's going to be there to deliver that wealth to you for the long term.
Yep. Where are you looking at me? You're right. He's right. He is.
Doing your homework is so important. I'll tell you something that was really disheartening. A lot of times people do not do their homework, and that's an area where Bill Newton will just pound that gavel until it breaks. But I was literally on a call with a group of owners of another company that were wanting to partner with Von Vera. And I was specifically asking them about, okay, what type of contracts do you have with your people? And the guy pointed to a poster behind his desk. And he's like, well, here's all of our core values. These are our promises to our people. And I'm like, great. Now, can you send me that in the contract? I mean, your people, you signed that in a legally binding contract with your people. And the guy said, no, I don't need that. I've got the poster. I was thinking to myself, I actually had a couple choice words with him. I was like, basically, that poster is worthless. Yeah. Right? So do your homework and figure out exactly what you're signing.
Yeah.
And if there's advice to all of you, go read your policies and procedures right now. Just sit down and read them. You are, at the very beginning of your business, you think it doesn't matter. I'm going to make a couple hundred bucks. But the next thing you know, you're making $5,000 a month and it's significant money. And all of a sudden you realize that you are completely without rights and you are up the river without a paddle. And just go look at them and read them inside and out and ask the tough questions. You would do it if you were starting a coffee shop. You would do it if you were starting any business. And that is going to narrow the list dramatically of the companies that are under consideration for you to join. That is that simple. You are looking for high integrity people that have your back so you can have their back. And that's all it boils down to. And the products are the products are the products. It's the culture, it's the community, it's the people that make all the difference. And Bob, when we were there, the people were literally in tears with their complete respect for you. I was going to say adulation, but I'm sure you don't like that word that well. They have deep respect for you, and so do I. You are amazing.
Well, you're too kind. I'll tell you this. They certainly, let me flip it back on you. They certainly were in tears when you and I were doing an interview on Saturday night and you were giving some of your stories. I was laughing so hard on stage listening to you give a keynote address. You and I were bantering back and forth. I was crying. I had people in the audience say, Bob, I've known you for years. I have never seen you laugh that hard. You and Adrian came in and from start to finish, knocked home run out of home run. Your finish on Saturday night in that keynote address was it's absolutely classic. It's hysterical. I think you missed your calling as a stand-up comic. But to give you a quick shout-out on contact mapping, our folks love it. I use it personally. It has been a game-changer in how I engage with key leaders throughout our business. So I know that this is branded and, you know, presented by contact mapping. But for those of you who have never seen it or are using it, you definitely need to go out and check it out because it will definitely change your business and how you engage with people in your community.
It's kind of like network marketing, though, in a nutshell.
Yeah. It helps you be intentional.
100% of your problems are inside of consistency, everybody. 100% of your problems. Mm-hmm. You talk to more people. And the minute you get knocked, you know, I've been sober for 12,500 days. I'm not going to get knocked off that horse. If it's non-negotiable, I would not lose my sobriety date for Paris Hilton. So I am going to tell you. I know. So sorry, that was pretty funny. I would not lose my sobriety date over it because if you had that same non-negotiable conversation with you towards your real activities in network marketing, it would be all over but the crying, as is this segment. We're coming back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show, now called the Legacy Leadership Show. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Bob Dickey. And you got to love him.
I absolutely do. And you know what I love so much about him is he's both the most whole. You're like the most wholesome. You're Leave It to Beaver.
He's you.
You are. I know. And that's why we got that thing going. But you also, like, you're real. And I love that about you. And it's been fun getting to know you better. And
knock your coat down. And you start that silly giggle. It was exactly like his. Because both of you are so tightly wound, it takes a while to get to you. But once you're inside of the Bob Dickey or Adrian Chenault giggle machine, it is so fun because you're just a couple of little kids at heart and very refreshing. So I love you both.
We love to have fun.
That's exactly right. And so I want to talk a little. So it's a couple of things. One. Yeah. We haven't talked about him yet. Bob has written a couple of incredible books. One, the first one was called The Leap, which is all about launching your full-time career in a part-time economy. And then he followed that up with a new book called Love Your Work, 4 Practical Ways You Can Pivot to Your Best Career. These are great books. And what I love about them is they're not network marketing books. They're really talking out to that general populace. And Bob, what we didn't talk about before is that Bob's previous work before coming full-time as a CEO in the network marketing profession is he was the president of an organization called Crown Ministries for a long time, which is very similar to Dave Ramsey. It's a Christian organization that is all about financial stewardship and helping families to do better with their finances and to be more faithful with their finances. And when Bob was in that role, I was in my previous company, Rackspace, and we got introduced through my dad, who is a mentor to Bob. And it was the most beautiful thing because Bob and my former CEO, Lana Napier, were friends from YPO, Young Presidents Organization. But Bob just took an interest in me and really sought me out and mentored me from afar. I was in Australia. I was maybe in the UK at the time when we first met. And, you know, you shipped me a workbook and I think an early manuscript of the book all the way down to Australia. And I'll never forget that. That was just the most beautiful thing. And I think what that speaks to and maybe what we can close with today is that at the end of the day, it's about relationships. It's about trust. It's about the kind of people that you choose to associate yourself with and the kind of people that you decide you're going to create a culture and you're going to attract and you're going to choose to build your business with. And one of the beautiful things about network marketing is that you have a choice in that. You have a choice in what company you affiliate to, and then you have a choice of the kind of people that you're going to bring in. And making good choices there is one of the most rewarding things that you can do. And Bob, I just would love for you to talk about how relationships have influenced your career and your career choices, because I think you really embody that.
Well, Adrian, first of all, you showed yourself to be just an incredible student. I could tell you're a voracious reader. You're a lifelong learner. And so I knew it's like, hey, if I send this to Adrian, even if it's halfway across the world, he's going to use it. He's going to leverage it. And I've watched that in you, and I know you're like a chip off the old block. Your dad right there has demonstrated those exact same things. But, you know, what we know in business is that one of my very first mentors in the business world when I got out of the military, he said, Bob, look, you're coming from a military background. It may feel like, you know, the business world is really different. He goes, let me sum it up for you. It's really super simple. It's this. Business is relationships, period. If you can keep that front and center and you understand everything in life, everything in business, it's all about relationships. And we know this as parents. We tell our kids association is everything. If the pack that you choose to hang out with and associate with is going to determine your direction in life, whether you're in elementary school, junior high, and high school, it gets even more important as adults. So I realize that the people that I'm hanging out with and associate with is going to have a disproportionate influence on my life where I want to go. So I am very intentional in terms of choosing the people that I want to associate with. And I've ended relationships because I'm like, this guy's having the wrong influence on me. He's going in the wrong direction in life. I choose not to be in business with him. So you have to be able to choose, right? And to be like, hey, this is where we're going to go. But relationships is everything. And to come back to you, Tom, one of the things that, like, because people are searching for success. How can I be successful? I think that the relationships, the people that you have around you are important. But, Tom, something about you. You just mentioned how many days that you had in terms of your sobriety. That has become part of your identity. And the reason why you will not break that is because that is part of your identity. And when we can have a goal, when we can have something in our life that becomes part of our identity, and we're like, you latch onto that. You will fight for it. You will give your life for it. Far too often, people are not picking the right goals, or they're not connecting those goals to who they are. And it's just like, well, maybe I'll be successful today. Maybe I won't be successful tomorrow. But like, I love how passionate you are and how you fight for each and every day that you add to that list. That's what I want to do in my life. For every single goal that I have, it's part of my identity. I'm fighting for the American people. I'm fighting to be able to give, you know, folks within our community a better opportunity. And that's why I'm not going to quit.
Never quit. Don't say whatever it is you do is what you do. It's who you are. When it becomes who you are, sobriety is me. Contact mapping is me. Network marketing is me. It isn't what I do. It's who I am. And once you throw that, you burn those other bridges behind you, and you realize this is what your destiny is, it becomes your destiny. And that's what's so cool, right?
That's exactly right. And that's the goal, right? That's what you do. You do the right things as habits. You forgive yourself when you fall off the wagon, because that's going to inevitably happen. You get back on the horse, and eventually it shifts from any effort to being just part of your identity. And so that is such a huge deal. It's such an important point. And this has been such a fun conversation. Bob Dickey is the CEO of Bonvera. He is an author of a couple of great books. You can find him on Twitter as well as on an amazing podcast called Taking the Leap with Robert Dickey. So go and find him. You will not regret it. We will see you back here next week on Legacy Leadership with Dracy Dewar as our guest. This is Adrian Chenault. We'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.